Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Please welcome to the program. You know we're talking hockey right now. From the Milwaukee Admirals. This is weird to say yet. Coach Scott Ford, assistant coach Scott Ford. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
A grown-up. An adult.
Yeah.
An adult. I'm back.
Yeah.
Do you remember the genesis of this song, Brian? Who brought it to us? Who told us it was called?
Phil Whitliff.
Phil Whitliff.
Doodly-doo.
Yeah. When he was in here one morning, he said, oh, that's Doodly. Yeah.
Just the hockey background. Yeah. Although I don't know if it is now. You know.
Well, you guys keep it going. Just you keep beating the dead horse anyways.
What would you rather have?
It's our good job, man.
The good old hockey game?
I don't know. We have a little stomp in Tom Connors, I guess.
Dead horses laying all over the place in here.
Hey, good season's off to a great start for the Admirals. You went to Iowa. You took care of business over the weekend.
What, 10 goals in 2 games? That's pretty good. Scoring's been moved around by...
Very balanced attack. No, it was good. Yeah. We had a lot of... positives, that's for sure. Scoring 10 goals the opening weekend is obviously nice. And then, you know, defending well, and our special teams were good as well. So it was, you know, we scored a power play goal in both starts, and then our penalty kill, you know, shut them down both nights. So it was a good goaltending, just good all-around effort. Nice.
All right, I'm whiffing on special teams in hockey because you guys don't kick off. There's no punting, so.
Yeah, just the man advantage, you know, 5-on-4, okay. we were good. And then so anytime you're positive with both of those, we scored a goal, power play goal each game, and then, you know, shut them down on the penalty kill. So our defense was good. Goaltending with Anders Lindback, who's back in the organization, was great. And, you know, obviously had a output of scoring from a number of different guys.
10 goals, that's a lot of goals in 2 games, right?
Yeah, no, it is definitely. I think you've seen, though, a transition in the NHL as well. There's been a lot of scoring at that level, and then at our level it's kind of trickled down. They've cracked down on some violations, so to speak, again. So yeah, I think at the start of this year you'll see a lot of power plays and a lot of things of that nature.
They've cracked down on some violations. What are we talking about here?
You know, your old standard stick work, your slashing, your high sticking, your stick work especially.
So they're trying to get their arms around this a little bit more? I mean, is it going to change the game like from, well, when you played, or, you know, Eddie Shore or any of those guys?
Oh, it's changed all right. There's no guys like me lumbering around out there just whacking and fucking. guys are able to skate pretty well. So
they're trying to produce some pure skaters out there.
Definitely. All right. And I think they're doing a good job of it.
Yeah. Well, 10 goals is a lot to give up in 2 games. How would you feel if you're the Penguins and you come out defending champions opening night against the Blackhawks and you get a 10-spot dropped on you?
Well, organizationally for us, you know, you look at that, they get a 10-spot, then we play them a night later or 2 nights later and we lose 4-0 in Nashville. So
yeah.
I don't think we feel very good either.
Well, I'm sure they went, hey, we got to start taking this seriously.
Yeah,
but
no.
Ten goals, that's embarrassing, right?
Yeah, it is. It's one of those nights where a lot of bad things happen.
Okay.
You know, it's just pucks bounce the wrong way. Obviously, you know, your goaltender has allergies that night. He is unable to stop the puck. He's allergic to the little black thing, and it just a lot of things go wrong.
So what are we looking at this year from the Admirals? You said they've changed the rules. So are we a faster team? Is everybody a faster team? Like you said, you don't have big guys lumbering around out there. You used yourself as an example.
No, they're still big guys, but you know, they fundamentally learned how to skate better than I did. So we still have big guys that move well, and obviously you have your smaller guys that are skilled and produce a lot of speed. It's a very fast game at the NHL level, and obviously the trickle down effect to us is the same. So it's exciting. It's an exciting brand of hockey. It's kind of high energy, high voltage, and there's a lot of speed and a lot of pace to every organization's teams.
So this weekend coming up, you got you're on the road. You're off to Rockford. You have 3 games with Rockford this month, but the next one is Sunday.
Yeah,
v Rockford in Rockford.
Yeah, it's kind of a passive start to the season, so to speak. I know we are on the road, two games in Iowa, and then, you know, we have a 6-day layoff before our next our game in Rockford, and then we obviously don't play our home openers till the following weekend. So it we have a lot of time to prepare, and but also a lot of time to do some media obligations and some kind of fun team building events and things of that nature. You know, we're able to work on some things and practice and prepare, but then we're also, we have our annual kind of golf outing today, this afternoon, and get to do some other fun things.
But you hate that, don't you? Having to go golfing.
I know, it's a tough day at the office.
Where are you playing?
I believe the Wisconsin Club. We're heading out to do that. So it should be a fun event. It's always nice to get out and play. You know, I love to play, and so does Dean. So it's nice, and it's also nice to poke fun at some of the guys. There's some pretty interesting swings and what have you that occur.
Don't hockey players aren't they naturally prone to be decent golfers?
Hmm.
No? Okay.
You would think so, but the puck's moving, though. It's unbelievable with athletes when you see this little white ball sitting there.
Sitting still.
And it's not moving, and you hit it.
Nobody's going to hit you from behind when you're trying to hit it or anything like that.
No, people are even going to be quiet when you're doing it.
And for some reason, it just doesn't go where you want it.
No.
Paint it black.
Well,
maybe it'd be easier.
Put dimples on a puck.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Well, there's a variety of colors. You got pink and green and orange and yellow.
So you got some golf today. You got two home games are October 2021, Friday, Saturday. We have
two 4-packs of tickets to give away right now if you want to go see the Admirals at their home opener, 20th and 21st.
A lot of things going on Friday night. So you got the Admirals schedule magnets. Everyone get their schedule, take it home, put it on the refrigerator. Don't miss a game the rest of the year then. First responders night is that night. Kids and seniors night. But the next night.
Okay, so that's all on Friday night. Then on Saturday night, it is
Martin Luther bobblehead night.
Well, Brian, it's the 500th year. It's the 500th anniversary of the Reformation.
Scott, you're an Ivy League man. You can probably go on about the Reformation for quite a while. Go ahead and tell us all about it.
I'll leave that to the
theses nailed to the door, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Next thing you know, you get a bobblehead in the Admirals game.
Yeah, the Google machine. You know, you can grab anything out of the old World Wide Web up there.
How'd you spend your offseason?
It was quick. I spent it up in Western Canada, up in British Columbia. I went back and saw some family. Drove up there, which was 30 hours both ways. So that was a little bit of a grind. Put some miles on the old
way. A little bit of a grind.
Where was the midway stop? Or was it two nights?
No, it was broken up into thirds.
Okay, you know? So where were the stopping points? Where do you knock off?
Saskatchewan, or we went to Fargo, North Dakota, and then stopped in Lloydminster, which borders Alberta and Saskatchewan, and then on the way back went down through Banff and Jasper, Lake Louise, went down through the Rocky Mountains, which was pretty beautiful.
It into a little bit of a vacation, sort of.
Oh yeah,
road trippy kind of thing.
Yeah, it was great.
Instead of the same spots.
Yeah, no, it was an adventure, to say the least. So. No, it was great. So, and then it was obviously quick turnaround time with, you know, being in Nashville during the playoff run and then having the draft and development camp, et cetera. So it's been a quick turnaround for our whole organization. But I think it's one of those things, if you can continually, you know, do that and make that a constant each and every year to be in the finals, it's something special.
Well, during the playoffs last year, there were plenty of teams that were in the playoffs, but the Predators, you know, made it to the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. And through all of that, I watched a lot of hockey, but I only heard them talk about one team, the Predators, and all the players that were on that team that came through Milwaukee. And they talked about the Admirals, and they talked about developing players and bringing them up in the system and all that stuff. That's got to be a real source of pride for you guys, because I didn't hear them talk about any other team that worked that was in the playoffs that had developed that way.
Yeah, no, it is a definite sense of pride and accomplishment, and you know, you kind of have a stamp on what their young talent is doing. It's cool for me to see a lot of their players that I actually played with when I was playing here in Milwaukee, and then now coaching and having guys move on and be successful. You know, you have guys like Frederick Goudreau, Pontus Auberg that stepped in and played big minutes for and had big responsibilities for Nashville in the playoffs that spent the majority of the year with us. So to see the success of our athletes that that are working hard down here and developing their game is pretty special to
see. But on the other hand, it really thins you out. I mean, if they're always plucking a guy here and a guy there, you've got to fill those holes here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, that's a frustrating side for us at some points, but it's also one of those things where that's the name of the game. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get to the National Hockey League as a staff. You know, we're trying to get our players to the National Hockey League. It works well and it looks good for everybody, and it's something that is just the process.
All right. So now you got practice today? Oh no, you're golfing today. There's no practice today.
Yeah, we've got a long layoff.
No, when do you put the skates back on?
We practice tomorrow. Actually, we have tomorrow night. We're doing a night practice, which is something we started last year. So I think 6 o'clock.
What's the thinking behind that? Just to get them.
It's used to
skating that time of day.
No. It's what we're doing is it's basically our season ticket holder and fan interaction where people can come and see. Basically after work hours, et cetera, because we usually skate in the morning. So it's something that we can get our season ticket holders and our fans out to see what we do as far as practicing and to get them involved and get them to kind of know our players and see our players in a different light rather than playing just, you know, your standard games. So 6 o'clock tomorrow, we have our evening practice. So,
all right. So that's what's going on with the Admiral season. It's a soft start, as we like to call it. You got a couple of games here. You play a little golf, play another
easing
game.
Easing into the bathtub of the season.
it's nice. Yeah, the scheduling's crazy. October, November, it's just like, okay, we're on like a college schedule, you know, here and there. And then all of a sudden, February, March hit, and it's like,
the grind.
Oh, my God.
Right, when you have a zillion games in 5 nights, right? Something like that. Yeah. All right, Scott, thanks for the time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Good luck this year. Scott Ford, Milwaukee Admirals.